Well, you may have heard about the latest controversy involving textbooks in Texas. A student near Houston discovered that his textbook described slaves as workers. And keep in mind, Texas education officials are already being criticized for naming Moses as a founding father in textbooks and downplaying slavery as a cause of the Civil War. Laura Eisensee from Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media has been looking into this latest controversy.
It all started when 15-year-old Kobe Buren sent his mom a text from geography class at Pearland High School near Houston.
He took a picture of the blurb on a map that said that the Atlantic slave trade brought over Africans to work on agricultural plantations.
That's Kobe's mom, Ronnie Dean Buren. She says her ninth grader went on to mock that textbook description of their heritage. They're African American.
It said, "We was real good workers, weren't we?" And he sort of had this little sarcastic emoji maybe attached. And I think I responded back kind of sarcastically. I was like, "Workers, yeah, right."
Dean Buren is a former teacher working towards her doctorate in education at the University of Houston. She called out the publisher in a video that quickly went viral.
So they say that about English and European people, but there is no mention of Africans working as slaves or being slaves. It just says we were workers.
It also renewed a debate about how textbooks teach race and slavery to 5 million students in Texas. For Dean Buren, the lesson's precise language had a real effect.
For me, that word workers was an attempt to sort of erase that hard writing that slavery has had on the paper of our society. You know, the things that we saw, the things that happened to Africans as they were brought over, they didn't matter enough to call it what it was. It was just they were workers.
We understand why they're upset. And so the caption's an error.
David Levin is the CEO of McGraw-Hill Education. The mega publisher developed this geography book, and it sold 100,000 copies in Texas and thousands more around the country.
Without fail, everybody in the room, myself and all of my colleagues, said, "Wow, just can't believe that that was there." So the immediate response was the right one, which is just we said, "Look, we've got to change that."
To fix it, Levin says McGraw-Hill is offering schools two options. They can ship new corrected copies of the book to schools for free, or use a sticker to cover up the caption and offer a lesson plan for students to discuss why it's wrong to call slaves workers. It's what Levin calls a learning moment.
In life, you know, one learns from mistakes, and we made a mistake. We are painfully reflecting on every aspect of that.
Levin calls the mistake painful because he believes the rest of their materials deal with slavery in a comprehensive and thoughtful way. One member of the Texas Board of Education wanted to check that for himself. Thomas Ratliff examined the book and found 16 other references to slavery that he says were accurate. That's why he says,
"Somewhere along the way, this has gotten blown out of proportion, and a lot of accusations are being made against the board and the publisher that I don't think are justified."
Ratliff is a Republican and vice chair of the State Board of Education. Its 15 members set the learning standards that guide publishers who want to sell to the Texas market. The elected board also approves the final products. Ratliff says it can be overwhelming and wants to figure out how to improve the process.
Still not an excuse. It's just, you know, other bits to the puzzle of how something like this could slip through the cracks.
So how did a world geography book end up referring to slaves as workers? David Levin with McGraw-Hill says it was an editorial error, not a larger problem with Texas learning standards or the adoption process, which he considers transparent. Levin says the publisher needs to proof their books more carefully, and both the company and Texas officials say they need more diversity among their reviewers. Others say the entire process to adopt books is too political.
So it's not surprising that the textbooks had problems.
Kathy Miller is president of the Texas Freedom Network, a left-leaning watchdog group. She points out that the state board members get priority when nominating people to review the textbooks.
Board member Ratliff is absolutely correct. The process could be improved dramatically if the board members agreed to listen to experts and teachers about what should be in those books.
Miller says they should also listen to more students like Kobe Buren, who flagged the mistake. His mom, Ronnie Dean Buren, has vowed to conduct her own review to see if other school books have problems. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Eisensee in Houston.